insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ قَالُوا وَمَا الرَّحْمَنُ أَنَسْجُدُ لِمَا تَأْمُرُنَا وَزَادَهُمْ نُفُورًا
And when it is said to them, prostrate to the most merciful, they say, And what is the most merciful? Should we prostrate to that which you order us? And it increases them in aversion.
The 60th verse of Surah Al-Furqan starts saying, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ قَالُوا وَمَا الرَّحْمَنِ أَنَسْجُدُ لِمَا تَأْمُرُنَا وَزَادَهُمْ نُفُورًا And when it is said to them, prostrate to your Rahman, they say, What is Rahman? Shall we prostrate to what you bid us? And it increases them in aversion. Dear listeners, since the previous verses, as you were with us, they spoke about both the might and magnificence of Allah, His encompassing mercy, and how we should trust Him, this verse is implying that when they are told to adore the beneficent Allah, whose mercy encompasses soul and body of yours, they say out of pride and conceit, What is the beneficent Allah? The verse says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ قَالُوا وَمَا الرَّحْمَنِ When it is said to them, prostrate to Rahman, they say, What is Rahman? They claim that they basically do not know Rahman and his world. They claim they have no clear sense for him. And they continue saying, أَنَسْجُدُ لِمَا تَأْمُرُنَا Shall we prostrate to what you order us, to what you bid us? They say, we will not submit anybody and we are not the follower of the command of this and that. They say this statement and consequently their hate, their distance from Almighty Allah will be increased. And it is their own problems. It is because of their own self-conceit. Because, of course, the most proper name of Allah's names for calling people to worshipping in His presence is Rahman, the Beneficent, with its extensive meaning of His mercy, with encompassing mercy which we previously discussed. But because of blind-heartedness and stubbornness, they not only presented no flexibility for this invitation, but also they embarked on scorning and mocking. And they mockingly said, أَنَسْجُدُ لِمَا تَأْمُرُنَا. مَنْ رَحْمَان, what is Rahman? Shall we prostrate to what you bid us? As Pharaoh said in the opposition of Moses, and what is the Lord of the worlds? They did not even say, and who is? They said, what is? However, the root and the form of this word, Rahman, is Arabic. And the Prophet ﷺ always, at the beginning of each surah of the Quran, said his name for them by this phrase, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. So, their aim was nothing but mocking and pretext seeking. Because in this verse, the Arabic word ma, translated into what, which is used for inanimate and solid bodies, is repeated two times. And the pagans use this word to scorn the holy divine essence. So they started saying, وَمَنْ رَحْمَنْ, instead of saying, وَمَنِ الرَّحْمَنْ, and who is the beneficent? They said, what is the beneficent? And instead of saying, لِمَنْ تَأْمُرُنَا, to whom you bid us? They said, لِمَا تَأْمُرُنَا, to what you bid us. على مر الزمان تألقا
وأضاء للدنيا طريقا. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine.
In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
This verse is implying that when they are told to adore the Beneficent Allah, they say out of what is the Beneficent Allah. The next sentence testifies to this fact that they were mocking and they were pretext seeking. Because they say implicitly, أَنَسْجُدُ لِمَا تَأْمُرُنَا, are we to adore to whatever you bid us? Are we to prostrate to what you command us to do? But as a matter of fact, the propagation of divine leaders only has effect on those people whose hearts are receptive. And the blind-hearted, stubborn people not only do not enjoy it, but also their hate increases. Because the verses of the Holy Quran are like the enlivening drops of rain. They grow flower and meadow in gardens, and they grow thorn in the brackish lands. So it is not surprisingly that it says, وَزَادَهُمْ نُفُورًا, and it increases them in aversion. Although these divine men, the holy prophets, invited them to monotheism and to sajda and prostration, which is the embodiment of monotheism, although they mentioned the reason why they're inviting them to Rahman, They are telling them to prostrate to someone who is beneficent, who is encompassing mercy, has encircled all of them, but they do not accept and turn their faces away. And this is what causing them in aversion. This is what is increasing them in aversion. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.